Good day to all you great stewards of the land. This is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. The weather forecast hasn't changed much. High 90s to low 100s for the rest of the week. The first half of next week looks great with temperatures in the 80s and a slight chance of rain Monday. This Oklahoma weather is just crazy. The last 2 weeks, the dew point has been in the high 60s and 70s, and humidity for the most part has been in the 70s and 80s. Now I'm seeing dew points in the 50s and 60s. With humidity in the 20 to 60s. So back to baling hay at night, guys. Most everyone has got their second cutting of alfalfa put up now. The weather has played a major role in one way or another of hay taking so long to cure out. Normally it takes 3 to 5 days for alfalfa to cure out, but till this week it's been taking up to 10 days. With that extra time the windrows were laying there, it affects the next cutting of alfalfa with uneven growth. But with the hot and dry weather here, hay ops should get back to normal. Hay prices are still steady this week, but there hadn't been much hay traded. I'm seeing grass hay being cut and baled this week. I'll get you some prices on that hopefully next week. I would like to mention that I found a pretty good sized batch of blister bugs in my alfalfa yesterday. They are here a month early, of course. This weather this year has been affecting everything from planting cotton, combining wheat, planting peanuts, cutting hay. It's just been a crazy year. Be careful selling any alfalfa to horse people. Good luck in the hay fields this week. Wheat harvest is on the downhill slide already in most but not all of our listening area. Speaking with Randy at the Clinton Farmers Co-op elevator, he thought they were two-thirds done. In Custer County, the test weights have been really good for the most part. Test weights have been in the low 60s. Protein has ranged from 11 to 12. Randy said the quality has been a really pleasant surprise, but quantity hasn't been the best. One more rain and we could have had a great harvest, he said. Good luck to you guys also in knocking out the 2021 wheat harvest. The new edition of the Penny News come out today, so go pick up you a copy and check out the cattle prices out from last week at our area livestock sale barns. Remember, starting next Monday during the noon hour, I will be starting my new show called Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. We'll be talking about everything from A to Z in the ag industry. So please join me next Monday at noon for the first show. That's all I have for you. So thanks for listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Here's your Jimmy tip of the day. When thrashing peanuts, don't forget to close the air conveyor door when you start. If not, you will look back and see deer following you like a cake feeder putting out cubes for cattle. Have a great day and God bless.